We were all set for another wave of foreclosures after a $25 billion settlement was reached between major banks and state governments over the fraudulent mortgage processing that was uncovered. However, we really haven't seen it yet. Joining us live this morning, Diana Olick, real estate reporter for CNBC. What happened to it, Diana?
Well, don't get me wrong, they're still there. It's not that there's not distress in the market. It's that the banks are trying to do foreclosure alternatives right now to comply with the settlement, and that's slowing things down again. So you're seeing a lot more short sales, which is when you sell the house for less than the value of the mortgage, or what they call deeds in lieu of foreclosures. Also, some banks are doing programs where they take back the house, but they allow you to rent it. So we're not seeing that surge in the bank repossessions, but that inventory of distressed properties, I'm sorry to say, is still there.
So what impact will these changes the banks are taking to dealing with this problem have on the marketplace? Will our home values go up or down as a consequence?
Well, it really depends on where you are. Again, I cannot stress how much this recovery is going to be local and slow. In some markets where there was a lot of distress, we've already seen prices hit bottom because you had investors come in and really eat up these properties. And that's in places I'm talking about, like Phoenix and Las Vegas, where, you know, a lot of that supply is now gone and the banks are putting it out so slowly that you're actually seeing some competition. Now, we happen to be reporting from Atlanta today on short sales and on the foreclosures, and there is a lot more inventory of that here. So you're seeing huge price drops in Atlanta that are continuing. So it's really going to depend on what market you're in. If you're talking about Washington, D.C., of course, yes, there's still distress foreclosures in the market, but we've really seen price recovery a lot more in D.C. simply because there's not that much supply.
So if down the road some of these foreclosures that are being held in abeyance do hit the market, is that going to hurt the area around here?
Well, some of these foreclosures certainly will be sold, but again, there is a good investor group that's looking there too, because of course rent prices have gone so high. You have a lot of investors buying in bulk. You have people coming in saying they want to hold these properties and rent them because the rent market is just so hot right now. Mm-hmm. So yes, these will be processed eventually, and they will go through the system. You know, a lot of folks are saying that it's really just dragging out the process and dragging out the recovery, which could be detrimental to some areas. It's really going to depend, again, locally, where you are, how fast they can get through this inventory. The good news is that loans are going bad, that is, newly delinquent, at a much slower pace than they were several years ago, and that's because jobs are improving.
Well, that's a good thing to hear. Now, for people who are not forced to leave their homes in foreclosures, as was the case for a number of years here, this is great news. But what about for the banks? Is there a financial incentive in this that will keep them from having a worse outcome as a consequence of doing this?
Well, this was part of the $25 billion settlement, and they've set aside money. And what they're doing is they're using part of that money to do short sales. That is, they're taking the loss. If they sell a home for less than the value of the loan, say there was a $100,000 loan, they're selling the home for $80,000, they're taking that $20,000 hit, and that's part of the settlement that they've already arranged for and accounted for. So we're not going to see big hits to the banks anymore, as in new waves of delinquencies, new waves of bad loans. We're just going to see them working through much of what they have already accounted for and, of course, part of that settlement.
Thanks, Diana. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Diana Olick from CNBC.